Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, it's on cue for once. I finally paid the bill, and they're giving me good service. Let's see how this will last tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself, who's getting pissed off right now watching the New York Giants losing again, and the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have
the one and only Sean Black in the building once again. And, of course, who else is on the other side?
Oh, hold on. She's always late as usual. You figure she'll get her act together. And she's a woman. She's always late. But let me not say anything else because she did got some last night and the night before and the night before that and the night before that. And she even got some last week from what she told me. But you didn't hear that from me, Sean. Hold on. And on the phone line, I have.
Why is he still talking?
You know the reason why he's still talking.
All right, valid point.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, guys, welcome back. Well, we wasn't here last week due to prior arrangements of Sean Black getting wasted.
Well,
and so, it's...
That's
again.
About as believable as Barack Obama getting a third term. So,
listen, crazier things has happened, okay?
Yeah.
Anything
in this country,
happen.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So, for the 76th time, are you ready to piss some people off?
Of course.
Definitely.
That's what we do.
All right. Okay, last week, this is a Sean Black topic. He cares about this. He cares about the people and the politics. Anisha B and I don't care. Last week, Sean was at home watching the presidential debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, his hero. So,
right.
Let's get straight to the point because a lot of people want to talk about sexting later and cheating.
Go figure.
Or the stuff. That's a hot topic for later on tonight. Sean Black? What happened at the debates, and who do you think won, and why should we care?
Okay.
More importantly, why should we care?
I'll start off with the reason why you should care. Because, as you stated months ago, if Donald Trump wins, basically he will be the king of this game. It won't be a president. He will be the king. And I think we know the reason why. Because, as we've heard over the last few weeks, even more and more inflammatory stuff going on. The debate started up. First of all, 81 million people watched the debate. So it was as if it was. We're talking about almost Super Bowl-like ratings. That's where we're at with how much the country looked at this debate as far as why they wanted to. And it's the importance and the timing of the debate. This is the first of three. There's going to be a vice presidential debate, I believe, tomorrow. So if you want to stay tuned to that, for those that care, they'll look at that. But more importantly, as far as the Trump thing goes, I don't think the rest of the country learned any more about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton than we probably already know, other than the fact that the same talking points we've talked about before. I'm going to get to even more so some of the personal stuff that went on as far as going into this debate, because it begs to be mentioned. Where a lot of people, one, we know about, you know, the fact that he didn't show any of his tax returns, which is a big sticking point, but that came in the story afterwards over the weekend. Hillary Clinton basically calling him out on some of the things that he has done or hasn't done. Some of those sexist things that he's done, some of the things he's promised he was supposed to do, a lot of the loopholes that if he's going to be president, he has taken advantage of to get his wealth, and even more so, his temperament, which is something that Donald Trump has a very horrible temperament, as we've all talked about before. even being biting on the trap that Hillary Clinton set, talking about the former Miss Universe pageant member Alicia Mercado, and calling her, I believe she was called Miss Piggy and Miss Housekeeping because she was initially a she had gained weight and she's a Latino. So these kinds of jokes have happened. I have to ask you, just as a voter, just you, do you think there is anything that Donald Trump could have done or could do in the future that will actually get anyone to change your vote for you to vote for him? What would he have to do to you for you to vote for him?
Oh, me or Anitra?
Either one.
Ladies first.
See, my issue with him is he's not qualified. You know, he has the right to, those are his views, his opinions, but my main issue with him is the fact that he's not qualified. He has he's a businessman. He's not a politician. He's not a lawyer. He's not none of the above. Mm-hmm. He's never worked in the justice system. He doesn't know what it's like to sit on a seat. He doesn't know what it's like to negotiate, you know, terms and deals or what they do for a living. I'm not talking about business contracts. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
He has zero experience. That's my concern. It's like when you have a toothache. Do you go to a pediatrician or do you go to a fucking dentist?
Take me to the doctor, let him knock me out, and then let him do what he has
to do. But that's my main concern, is you're putting someone in that seat who doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And he's not even a good businessman at that.
But yet not, that's irrelevant. Even if he was, I still wouldn't vote for him.
Of
because
course.
Of the fact that you can't, like right now he has advisors, he has speechwriters, he has people to tell him look left, look right, you know, what to say, how to say it. You can't do that once you hit that, when you take that seat.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Yeah.
That
he does not know
what to do.
Yeah, but Anitra, you just mentioned a great point right there. He has people around. If you have people around you to show you the right way to do things, you're the puppet. Sean tell you to do this, I tell you to do that, and you do it. Everything works out. You get the credit. They get paid. It's a win-win, right? Yes, he may not be qualified.
No, I want someone that knows what he's doing.
Well,
I want his qualifications. I want to know that he's been in that seat. I want to know that he knows how to fight for certain things.
Yeah.
I want to know that he knows what to do in different situations.
And
he doesn't know. And I'm not expecting him to know because he's never been there.
And here's the main problem with this whole ideal is the fact that he has these seemingly bumbling buffoons that are standing around him like a circus of clowns, and they are basically moving around and preaching the same garbage that he's been throwing out there. And as I stated a little bit earlier, he has not shown his tax returns, but the New York Times had a story where they got 3 pages from his tax returns from 1995, I believe, and he has, because of his real estate and his real estate holdings and businesses, he lost almost $1 billion in money that he had to put in his tax returns as a loss. It's somewhere along the lines of $918 million, which is astronomical in and of itself. But the fact remains that since he lost because of the tax loophole that he had lost, $50 million in a year, he could plead. He didn't have to pay any taxes for 18 years. So that's 18 years on it, which is absolutely crazy.
I'm not going to blame him for that because any smart businessman would have taken advantage of that loophole.
Oh,
anybody
true.
Does. When you do your taxes, you take advantage of all the loopholes. I'm not saying that defines anything about him. My main issue is he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing, even more on top of that, even if it's legal, all business people that have businesses and real estate holdings are going to do that. Here is the issue, and this is the main thing that comes as part of the Donald Trump experience, is that if you recall, months and months and months ago, he dumped on politician after politician after businessman about not paying the taxes. Oh, he's a tax cheat. He's this. He's that. He's not paying his taxes. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and people of his ilk, because when you're in real estate, you can file certain amounts of money over a certain amount of time because you get certain tax breaks that are afforded to people that are in the real estate business that have holdings and money in banks of the, of that nature, and you can get those breaks and, as apparently has been shown, not paying his taxes. That's not the issue. The issue is the optics are involved where he is basically keeping himself and his business holdings up, but he's supposed to be running for the most important position in the free world. And it is looked upon by people outside of this is that the only person that Donald Trump is benefiting from these loopholes is Donald Trump. And when you're going to go ahead, it's a big shock, isn't it?
But, Sean Black, you've been saying this over and over again, and I've been telling you this over and over again. What is the point? Who cares? What he does, he will do what's best for business. If he could get away with it, like Anisha said, hey, why not? Guess what? You say he's a failure at casinos and other stuff. But in the end, Sean Black, he is still a billionaire and we're still a brokenaire. You have to fail in order to succeed. You have to lose to gain. That is part of business and part of life. So you could say, you could criticize for all what he's done. But look at him right now and look at us. He's doing the talking and a little bit BSing, but we're talking about him.
Oh,
and we've been talking about it for over a year and a half now.
Well, of course, because he's made himself the issue. He's running for – we have to talk about him because he's running for president. That's something that has to be talked about.
So
and,
if you were in the same position as Donald Trump, give or take, you might have a big head too. Like, you know what? I'm talking crap, but people are buying my crap. So let me give them more crap and continue with the crap.
But
if
the,
people, if, there, if this is what the people want, crap. Give them crap.
Well, fundamentally, the difference between Donald Trump and a lot of other people is the fact that Donald Trump hasn't really had to is with all of the business holdings that he has, and I'm sure he's had to work hard somewhere. It's on the outside looking in that apparently he basically was given everything. And the problem with all of that is that while things are going on with all of the people that he's basically stepped on to get to where he's had to get to, he's using that advantage to not gain a new TV show or a new stock holding. He is going to be dealing with policies that will inherently either harm, hurt, or destroy or discredit any holdings or any businesses or anything that has to do with policy worldwide. He's not just dealing with Donald Trump and his brand and, oh, he's the TV star showman. He's going to potentially be dealing with what's going on in Israel, what's going on with Syria and Aleppo, what's going on with a lot of these other things.
And Hillary Clinton is any different?
Hillary Clinton, as many people have dumped on her for her untrustworthiness, she spent the better part of the last 30 years in public service. So she's actually going to at least try and do something with the office if she gets in. Donald Trump is not looking out for the country. Donald Trump is looking out for Donald Trump. And as much as people keep dumping on Hillary Clinton for that whole untrustworthiness, she's not in this just for public for her own gain. She's in this to actually help some people out there.
I'm sorry. Clinton, look out for Clinton family, okay? She's no different too much. Yes, she does have a little bit of a heart compared to Donald Trump. But how many times she's been robbing people too, also, okay? And I'm not talking about emails. All the speeches, all the money they're making. They're worth over $100 million themselves. They look out for themselves. But you did not answer the original question. Who won the presidential debate?
Well, I tell you this. I firmly believe, based on what I saw and all of the topics that were brought up, it was Clinton by a long shot. And Trump looked very strong early on, but as the debate started to go on later on in the debate, when they started to go into what was going to happen after trade, when he starts getting into what they're going to do policy-wise for the country, jobs, tax, all those kinds of things, Hillary Clinton really started to pick up the pace and really start to show where her positive points and her experience showed up, where Trump really started to fall apart halfway through the debate.
Because he couldn't answer any of the questions. He didn't know the answers.
And that's something that's inexcusable for a debate. His subordinates did a horrible job of preparing him for the debate, and he looked ill-equipped for the questions, and his responses came across like a seven-year-old who was like, "You're not going to hurt my feelings," and that's what happened.
Yeah.
But think about this. You talk about Hillary Clinton, who has 30 years of experience being a BS politician compared to Donald Trump. He has a 30 years experience, I'm just saying, as a business person.
Mm-hmm.
This is his first presidential debate. So there could be some nerves going on.
No.
I don't buy that.
There's no excuse. He's been in front of the cameras before. He knows what it's like to give a speech. He knows what it's like to be you know, on point and to be the center and to know what to say and what not to say. There's no excuse for him not to be prepared for that debate.
Yes. They knew the date of the debate. Go ahead.
Hold on 1 second. I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in your thoughts or your comments or want to curse Sean Black out, along with me to be, the telephone number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. I'm sorry, Sean. Back to you. I'm going back to sleep.
Of course. When it comes to the debate, these candidates knew weeks and weeks in advance when the debate was going to be, how long it was going to be, and what the markets, what the questions were probably going to be. As big as an ego as Trump has, there is no way on earth that he did not know he was going to be asked of the questions that he got and how his reaction was going to play, because you knew they were going to do the split screen and put them both against each other. So I don't buy that excuse for a second. If anything, you would figure Trump would have been better prepared, more so than Hillary Clinton, who is supposedly coming off of pneumonia. So that's the talking point that they're using. I think that as we go into the next cycle, because the thing that's been happening with Trump is that he's been losing ground because he's spending more time either defending himself or he's spending more time talking about a lot of the same grudges and feuds that he continues to throw sand and dirt on, as in bringing up the Rosie O'Donnell stuff and bringing up the Miss America stuff that was brought up by Hillary Clinton, and some of the same things that he thought he was going to actually bring up Hillary Clinton's husband's affairs and throw that in the campaign as if that actually had something to do with the current debate. But he decided not to because he said it would have been inappropriate and Chelsea Clinton was there. We know
And then he would have looked like an ass, considering he's been married 3 times because his wives left him.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. 210, you're on the air. Hello, 347.
Hey, what up, gang?
Hey,
what's going on?
How y'all
doing? Hey,
what's going on?
Hello.
Hey.
AKA the number one Donald Trump supporter in the world.
Yeah. Don't get me shot.
Oh, man.
Okay.
There'll be pictures of me next to raccoons on Facebook tomorrow.
Oh, damn. Well, I want to stay on this topic for about 5 more minutes before we go to the 2 other topics. Brother B, do you watch the presidential debate or you just don't give a damn because everybody is about the same BS to you?
I don't care.
I don't care.
I stopped caring really when Gore got crapped on years ago. Like I lost interest because it was such a sham. So I kind of lost faith in the whole system then. But you know, I appreciate what we have now in office, but I'm afraid, you know, for the zombie apocalypse to come. So.
And we will be ill-equipped for that one, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're right about that.
Oh, well, I know Sean would like this. And don't ask me why. The reason why I'm bringing this topic up, because it's just sort of the media attention is where our focus is at. And like, there's a lot of problems in the world, and we're focusing on Kim Kardashian. In case you have not heard, I believe yesterday or over the weekend in Paris, Kim Kardashian got robbed at gunpoint in her apartment in Paris by fake cops. Was robbed about, I think, $10 or $11 million of jewelry. So, of course, social media, the devil, went crazy about the situation. But they say a lot of mean things. Well, you know, Kamala's a bitch, she deserves it, blah, blah, blah. Why do you deserve, why are you carrying $11 million of jewelry anyway? You know, people always talk nonsense on social media. Sean, do you care about this news?
I don't care specifically as far as the situation or who it is. I care in the fact that this is a cautionary tale, and one of the things that seems to happen with celebrities, and not all celebrities, but a great majority of celebrities that are on social media, especially somebody like the Kardashians, any of the Kardashians, because they make their entire livelihood on social media as far as, you know, tweeting, Snapchatting when they're going to be in a particular area for a fashion show, or they're going to sell merchandise or whatever is the case. Before, just a couple days prior to that, she had a stalker actually try, and I think it was she tried to kiss her butt in public. She was on the runway. She was standing around modeling some of her clothing. And the guy ran up and tried to actually physically kiss her rear end, and he ended up getting accosted and, I think, arrested. These kinds of things happen because of the way social media is, people feel that they are as close to the celebrities as possible. So when they're in person, they actually feel like they know them good enough to be able to approach them in a certain way. In this instance, she flaunted that she had the $10 million necklace and rings and all this other stuff. And apparently whoever was there knew she was going to be in the apartment with the jewelry, whatever happened, and came in guns blazing. Luckily, no one was killed, no one was hurt, and her children weren't there. That's the scariest part of it.
And it should be. Do you care about this? You think this should be like a big deal?
No, I didn't even know this happened until like an hour ago. I turned on the television, and it was on E! I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Why do I care that you lost some jewelry? Why does this concern me?
Yeah.
Why do I care that you're dumb enough to walk around with that amount of money? No. I don't care.
And these celebrities flaunt all of their worldly goods in a way that people that don't have the means, don't have the funds, they feel a certain way about it. So then when you hear that super rich $200 million person got robbed, even though no one was hurt, a lot of people that aren't in that world, like you said, they don't care. They just figure, why would you be dumb enough to tell anybody? It's like saying I'm going on a trip somewhere, and I'm going to let you know that I'm going on the trip and let the entire world know, hey, I'm going to be out of the house between this time and this time, between this day and this day. Nobody will be here. I might as well give you the password to the lock on my lock into my house. Come on in and take my stuff. That's pretty much the ideal that happens. Now, if you remember back in 2009, they had that ring of teenagers that were hitting celebrities' houses in California, and they were going by their social media. It's the same kind of thing. Why would you do that?
Brother B, I know you don't care about her or the story, but why do we think society care about Kim Kardashian that she got robbed? People get robbed every day here. Us poor people, we get robbed. We get robbed by the white man all the time. You know that. So why should we care about this story overall?
Because there's a lot of people out there that don't have anything to do with themselves, so they look to the TV and the world that other people live in to entertain themselves.
That's true.
I can see it because, like you said, I really don't care. However, I do care about the fact that there is like this ranch in Colorado where you can smoke weed there for like they give you weed for breakfast and stuff like that. Like, that's cool. That's
actually, like, put it in the food, like,
Yeah, they give it to you, like, you can, there's a little buffet of weed for breakfast. I think I posted it, and, like, it was so cool. Like, you can go there, you can smoke, you can eat. They think that, like, they have full buffets and all this and that, and it just seems like a very comfortable weekend, and they feed you weed. They let you sample all types of weed there, and I was like, wow.
I guess you would need that for anybody to care about what's been going on with Kim Kardashian.
So, yeah, yeah, that to me, that right there is a plus. Like, Kim Kardashian, I mean, yeah, like you said, I'm glad her children weren't around, but it makes you wonder, like, you got $11 million of jewelry on you, and you just by yourself, and
yeah,
all of a sudden some state cops come in.
I think that's my major question. Where's security? Where, you know, this was an inside job 100%. It's a given. Someone told somebody about something. So they planned this out very quickly, and they got a job done right.
Yeah.
And
it's all insured. Everything's insured.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for a lot of people to feel sympathy to anybody that lives in such opulence on a regular basis and flaunts that opulence on a regular basis.
And knowing that the jewelry probably got insurance anyway.
Oh,
so,
of course. Yeah.
So, okay. But on K-Dog, you got 3 minutes until we get to the next topic. K-Dog, stay. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, what up,
hello,
brother?
Hey. Well, all I got to say about the whole Kim Kardashian situation, I mean, things like this happen every day. People get robbed at gunpoint. Things like that happen every day. It's nothing new. We all know that Kim Kardashian runs social media. That's her whole life. And, you know, you're posting all that stuff on social media. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, what happened was right. No, a robbery is wrong. And always, in all shapes, by all means, that it's wrong. But, you know, that's all I got to say about it. Let's get to the next topic, Hot Rod.
Okay. Because my Facebook has been blowing up ever since I posted this question. It started from a few weeks ago. Who is he? Anthony Weiner? Was he a senator or a politician?
Yeah, well, a former politician now.
You mean a former politician?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Weiner, a former politician who was running for mayor, got caught in another sexting scandal. Basically, said he was sending pictures to another girl while he was married. But
underage
girl. Another girl that while he had his son in the bed with him, and he had his underwear on. Sexting is nothing new. A lot of people do it all the time. Sean Black sent me pictures of himself every single
night.
Speak
for yourself.
It's okay. It's okay. Because we know each other for 20 years. I accepted it. It was make him happy. Sean, I'm here for you.
Oh, man.
I understand.
But I'm going to start with Brother B, then to Anitra. Anitra, is sexting someone who is married or have a partner a form of cheating?
Yes. It is a form of cheating, absolutely.
Why? Why?
It's intimate. Sexting, it's conversation. Okay? It's intimate. You're taking time out to actually correspond with another individual. In a lot of ways, it's personal. And it's married men and women hide it because it's wrong, because it's cheating. If it wasn't, then they wouldn't hide it, and there would be no big deal about it. It wouldn't be a big deal.
Brother B? Listen, my attitude. What is cheating? And all actuality, like what does it come from? Like, what does it mean? Like, I think this whole thing is overrated. Like, listen, it is what it is. So what, you want, you know, like, people make put too much emphasis on shit that has nothing to do with anything. Like, yo, just live your life. Get a beer, a bottle, a bag, just live. Like, god damn, it's getting complicated in the world nowadays. I'm sorry, I know that wasn't the question you were asking, but it's just too complicated, man. Like, it's just not simple. Like, no, I don't think it is, because you're not being intimate. Like, you're not physically being intimate. Like, all right, you may be expressing something, like, on a phone. Like, most people want to judge, like, if you put all caps, like, oh, why do you have an attitude or certain ways? Like, you can't interpret certain things. But when it comes down to stuff like that, if you sexting someone, is it cheating? As long as, I guess, you're not sleeping with them, no. To me, no, it's not.
So wait a minute. I have a question. Not, I'm not talking about a girlfriend. Let's say you're married, your wife, and you find something like that on her phone, you'd be okay with it?
I'm going to do it, too. I don't care. Listen, you know what? My thing is this.
But would it bother you?
Actually, no. To be honest with you, no, because, I mean, I've been, like, in a lot of situations, and certain things just really don't bother me no more. I can't force somebody to be with me that doesn't want to be here. So you know what? If that's the case, if you're someplace else, then go be there. I'm good. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, avoid the question or anything, but it's just the fact that I just don't care about certain things anymore, because that doesn't float my boat. Speed, weed, and liquor. Like, that's what floats my boat. I'm sorry.
Okay. K-Dog, do you think it's a form of cheating?
Well, yes, it is. I mean, if you're married to somebody, why the hell are you sending a text message to someone else? It is cheating. You get caught doing that. It was nothing. And you know how some women are. They're not going to be too happy about it, and some guys are going to be like, yo, what's up with this? You know, either way, it's cheating. It's a cheat in my book.
Sean, I know your answer already, but go ahead. Entertain. give me a reason before I curse you out, because you know my answer.
I know you, so that's how I know what your answer is going to be. Here's my answer, since you already have predicted it. It is a form of cheating depending on the couple, and I'll tell you the reason why. If you're in an quote unquote open relationship and you both communicate to each other what your parameters are, whether this is okay or not, and if it's out in the open, it's not an issue. It's an issue if you are using what would can be considered intimate between two people in a relationship, the same kind of emotional output that you're giving to another person, although it's not physical, which most men have the idea of cheating, it has to be something physical. It can definitely be emotional, or it could be something where it's just a mutual thing with another friend. As long as you have that understanding in front of you and you explain everything, then there's nothing hidden, then it's not a problem. But it is definitely cheating if the other person, one, doesn't know about it, and two, you're hiding it. And that's the whole point of it being cheating, if you're trying to keep it away from the other person.
Okay. So, Sean, what happens, like, I'm just saying names. I'm not saying in general. You and Sandra's talking, right? But you're married and you're dating Anitra. But, you know, you need that little spark in your life. And so Sandra's talking to you. You send each other pictures. You're talking dirty to each other, but you're not seeing one another, and you're not touching one another. And you know what? Kind of help you out and spice up your sex life with Anitra. Is that still considered a form of cheating?
It is in this sense. If I feel that I have to actually go outside to somebody else that's not in a relationship, and although we know that there's no physical contact, but there's that hint that it could happen. So the only way to do it is to do it through pictures and dirty texts and that kind of deal. Then, yeah, it is.
Sometimes you like that excitement, you like that hint of thing. It seemed like, yes, it could be hurtful to the next person. But at the same time, like brother B said, some people just blow it out of proportion. Sometimes it's just harmful.
Then you shouldn't be in a committed relationship. You need to have the conversation with your partner and keep it open. If you're going to do your shit, let it be known so she can go and have her rocks off too. It's that simple.
And that's where the communication part
comes
from.
Listen, like you said, Anitra, and I agree, that it depends on the relationship. But if you're going to be a player why the hell are you getting into a relationship then? And, you know, you're going to be...
Whoa, Kato. Kato, because you're sexing someone doesn't mean that you're a player.
No. I'm just using that lingo.
No.
Come on, man. I'm just using a lingo.
If you have to hide it, that's when it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're honest
with
your partner and this is what it is one thing. But if you're hiding it and you're being dishonest, that's when it's wrong.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
definitely where a lot of the issues happen in a lot of relationships, where they want to hide certain things. And it,
mm-hmm.
most people, if you're actually having an affair with somebody and it's a physical one,
and you're hiding it, you blow up. It's a signal for catastrophe because you're gonna be ruined.
but I'm sorry, guys. What's the difference between that and me watching porn and taking care of my business?
Boy.
You're honest about it.
If the other person knows about it, if you're letting them know, you know what? I look at porn every so often, or I'm home. You're not here. I would rather do this, watching the porno, than go out on the street and do something with someone else. And if it's
exactly.
understood, there you go. But there are people in relationships that don't like porn in general.
Oh yeah.
And they will feel that a man or the female looking at porn is just as much of cheating as doing sexting. And it's because of the fact that you're using, in some instances, emotion to get release. And it's not with the person you're in the relationship with. And that's the sign of contention between people in relationships when that happens. There's that miscommunication and there's a lack of trust because you're hiding something to get gratification, and when the other person finds out, it's because you didn't tell them, that makes it worse.
That means you were lying to that person all along.
Brother B, what's Big Red? What's Nicole? This is their topic.
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably watching Luke Cage like everybody else.
Brother B brought up a good point. What is cheating now these days? Has cheating changed? There's a new term of cheating now?
Well, of course. I mean, there's different languages of cheating. I mean, it's either you're watching porn or you're sexting somebody.
Watching porn is not cheating.
No,
that's
some
ridiculous.
People do. You know what? Anitra, listen. There was something that was going on one time I was watching in the news.
Whoa.
I mean,
No details, K-Dog.
No. I ain't going to drop into details. Man, let me finish the damn thing. Now, listen. They were talking about, and I have to say this with a straight face, they were talking about porn addiction. And this lady said that she felt that porn has ruined their marriage, that her husband strayed away from her because he was so much into porn more than her. I mean, things like that happen. It's a crazy mixed up thing that goes wrong, but it happens.
But we're not talking about that extreme. We're just talking about basic bullshit.
No, but that's what I'm getting to. And, you know, they said that they felt that their husband was cheating on them by watching porn.
Dude,
like,
if I'm messing with a dude and I find out he doesn't watch porn, I'm thinking this guy's gay and I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah, I mean...
Already then.
Boy. Scandalous.
I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion.
My thing is, it's probably to the person's own interpretation. Like, some people look at it as like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. And then some people look at it realistically as like, all right, it's obvious that there's somebody else you want to be with, or maybe you're bored of what's going on between us and you want a little excitement. So let me know if you want to end this or you want to work at this, because you know what? Like I said before,
stop wasting each other's time.
Sometimes it's not even a waste of time. The whole thing is this. You know, there are people out there, there are couples that are built to be together with each other and only each other forever and ever. And then there are people that are just like, okay, after the first year, it's like, all right, I'm kind of getting bored. I need to spice it up. I need to go left so I can get right again. I mean, and it's to their own discretion. my thing is this. It gets to a point where you just become adult enough to understand certain things because, once again, putting emphasis on, like, I'm not worried about you running out there going to cheat. Like, there's bigger fish to fry out there, and you going out there sleeping with someone else is really not at the top of my list. But that's just me. But like I said, we're making too much emphasis on like, this whole bond thing. Like, so just, like I said, drink, love each other, hug a lot, and live your life. Like, that's it. Like, you
okay.
know what I'm saying? What are we sitting up there stressing each other about? Oh, you're doing this behind my back. You're doing it on my back. Trust is trust. Mistrust is mistrust. It is what it is. But I do agree with what you guys were saying. There has to be some type of communication ahead of time, you know what I'm saying, and to let the other person know this is what it is. Can you rock with that?
Well, Brother B, this is a question I ask people all the time. We all agree communication is number one. Even though there's been a lack of communication, especially these days, because texting and social media seem like the new form of communication. But if more people wanted to go out there and do the free loving like they did back in the 60s, do you think there will be less problems in relationships today? Like, if I go around sleeping around with XYZ, well, we don't know about it. You think there will be less? I'm like, basically, do we still believe in free love? I think that's my question, free love.
Well, I mean, why shouldn't it be free? I mean, it is what it is, but some people put too much, like I said, emphasis and more some type of price on it. And it's like, yo, just, like I said, I just see things a different way, man. Like, my conscious level is someplace else. And my thing is, once again, if you're going to go do what you're going to do, that's on you. I can't force somebody to stay where they don't want to be. I'm not with
okay.
that. You know.
All right. Before I go to the next caller, Anisha B, if I'm not making love to a woman and I'm thinking about another person while I'm making love to that woman, to my wife or whatever, is that a form of cheating?
No, but are you dumb enough to tell them?
Oh, goodness.
We have to just question a person's common sense. Your mind is always going to go elsewhere. People's eyes, people look. But are you dumb enough to say something?
And I'm pretty sure while you're doing something with her, I'm pretty sure she's probably thinking about somebody else while you're with her.
But that's
her
what
too.
I'm saying. Like, you can't control the person, your mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to have common sense here,
yeah.
people. Don't
okay.
say anything.
All right, let's go to, I think this is Max. Max?
Oh, yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Max?
What's up, bro?
Yo, I'm hoping I'm calling it right, so this is the sexting part?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sexting.
You sound
yeah.
like you just woke up.
No, we're watching the dance game.
Dude, you've been in
yeah, which is basically like just waking up based on this game.
Basically.
Well,
why would I sound like I just woke up?
You just woke up?
No, I don't.
Yes,
you yeah, you
okay.
did. But...
No.
You sounded like Barry.
No, guys. I'm gonna make it quick. This game is killing the hell out of me, so I'm pissed off right now. I'm watching the Giants.
I was about to throw the TV, but K-Dog,
I need Max to talk because we don't have that much time left.
As far as a form of cheating, texting another woman how you feel while you're in a relationship with another person, that is a form of cheating.
Coming from
Well, listen, once you're committed to one person, wait a minute. Once I become committed to one person, I'm a single one person. I'm not committed to one person now. So I can do what I can do. So I'm free as a bird.
I have no ring in my finger
that says I'm locked. I know that. But once I have a ring in my finger, that's a symbol meaning that I'm committed to one. I never cheated on anybody. Never cheated on no woman. Never did.
No. I didn't say you did, but being
never
the
did.
Guy that
you
are, being that the
first
you are.
Oh, wait a minute. Never sells a sex god.
But you love sex.
Okay.
You're a sex god. That makes you a sex god.
Wait a minute. If that means sex god is if you love sex, I need a sex god?
I mean, I'll call you a sex god, okay? That's my name for me.
All
you.
Right.
Okay?
All right. I feel bad for you, buddy.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, man.
You love sex and Facebook about you, buddy.
Were you just saying that sexing is a form of cheating? I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm shocked from you.
No, it is. Yeah.
What?
It's a form of cheating.
It is a form of cheating, yeah.
But
it is you
a form
about,
of cheating.
You, yeah, I understand it's a form of cheating. But what are you shocked about me?
Because you're the one who go out. You talk about sex all the time.
Yeah.
And you like to, you like to spice. You like to
I'm sorry. But I'm not the one that says I'm committed to one person. So I'm not you. I'm not committed to one person.
I'll ask you the question, Hot Rod. Do you think sexting is a form of cheating if you're in a relationship and you're sexting somebody else?
No.
Wow.
As long as you don't trust that person, it's not.
So for you...
No, but the idea is to feel unique. The idea is to be
exactly.
committed.
It's something different the way I see it. In marriage is a little bit over the line. But in like a simple relationship, you never know how it's going to last. But I understand what you mean, man. Be committed to that one person, yes. But sometimes, like I said before, you like to spice things up a little bit. You watch porn, you talk dirty, you flirt with other people. It's like flirting. You flirt with people every day. I'm talking about in general, all of us. Is flirting and cheating? No, but you like to flirt. You like to talk dirty to people.
Flirting is not cheating?
No.
Yes,
wait
it
minute,
is.
Wait a minute. Flirting is cheating, Papa.
Yes, it is. It's cheating.
So,
Papa,
what
are you
at what
cheating.
At what level?
At what level?
Listen, fellas, listen. If you are in a relationship or you're married to somebody and you go around flirting with someone else, dude, you're cheating.
Exactly.
And a lot of people would look at the argument and think that flirting without a cause is healthy in a relationship. Because I have seen couples that flirt openly around each other with other people that walk by. And it's like, yeah, you know that person was watching you, right? Yeah, oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, and then the other person is doing the same with the person they're with. So it depends on the relationship, the people that are involved, what they feel is crossing the line. And if you're flirting with a purpose to get attention because you're looking for action on the side, that's a completely different story for most people.
Okay.
I mean, you have some people who want to see somebody else try to talk to their chick or their dude and think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get turned on by it. I've seen that
exactly.
a million times.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
an open relationship, though. That's when both of them are committed to say we're in an open relationship.
No, not really.
No, not even
they're
that.
Not taking action. There's no action involved. It's just
yeah.
a basic
well,
flirt.
A lot
well,
of people
Venetia,
flirt just with the intent of
woman,
not
Venetia
gaining anything from
dream light, if I'm just giving an example. If my woman named Anitra or another woman in Tansy give me the green light to go flirt, then, of course, they give me the green light to do so. But if my woman didn't do that, I'm not going to disrespect her.
Okay, but I'm sorry, Max. Everybody flirts to a certain degree. I don't care who you are. Even a priest
now
to the Pope to the president, everybody flirts to a certain degree.
Everyone
flirts,
but not while you're in a relationship.
Oh, come on. Please.
Well, you're in a committed relationship now. Nah, you shut it down. You shut it down.
I didn't say it was right. I just say everybody does it to a certain degree.
And some people,
people,
I think it's...
realize they're doing it.
And exactly, I was just about to say, some people, it's within their nature that they're flirting, and they sometimes don't even realize that that's exactly what they're doing.
Or you're just being nice, and someone will interpret you being kind as flirting.
Like Brother B said earlier, people take things and blow it out of proportion of flirting, of cheating, or whatever. Your brain wants you to think a certain way. If I say, Sean, you look lovely today, is that flirting?
No, that's a compliment. But,
yeah,
see,
but some people might take it as a flirt.
Exactly.
Somebody might interpret it differently.
Yeah. And when somebody misconstrues a compliment or something along those lines, is some people are just being nice. And the person that you're with is saying, Why I saw you looking at that person, so-and-so, why you say something to that person, you don't know that person, and then it can devolve into some sort of a big argument, and it has nothing to do with what the other person thinks. And a lot of that comes with sometimes misinterpretation, self-esteem sometimes can depend on it, personal experiences. It all depends on the interpretation of that person of what they figure flirting is. And if they think the other person that's flirting is trying to get something more out of what it actually is.
Okay, well, Max, the question I asked earlier, what's the difference between me sending a woman a picture of myself compared to me watching porn? Is watching porn considered cheating too? Compared to
sex? Oh, that's different now. You watching a movie.
You watch a movie for, I'm just
watching
saying, porn for entertainment purposes.
But if you're sending something to another opposite sex, to another person, you're giving them that thought. You're giving them that green light.
Okay.
You're opening up a can of worms. You're inviting that person for more than just what you're doing. You're inviting them for
exactly.
But now you're watching porn by yourself. You're watching porn by yourself.
That's something.
Well,
different.
I myself don't think one has anything to do with the other.
I'm gonna say you look at the point of porn and sex is to look at something naked, right? Or look at some master, right? Give yourself imagination.
Yeah,
but sex is a conversation with another individual. Porn is you're just turning on the damn TV. You're by
yourself. Yeah, exactly.
There's no communication.
Exactly.
Well, you never know. If you know the stripper, and she's a porn star.
But I was just saying. To me, it's two different topics. One has nothing to do with the other.
Yeah. And I think that the majority of it is that as far as the porn thing, as long as it doesn't interfere with the health of the relationship, then it's not an issue. When it comes to sexting, the issue is, are you putting emotions in it and you're getting more out of it than you think? Because the problem is that with social media, with the internet, emails, et cetera, if you find somebody that is attractive that, let's say, works at your job or the person that you see at the store every other week and you're constantly flirting and giving each other sexual compliments either as a joke or just because you genuinely like the other person, but you have no plans of it going any further than that. A harmless compliment or a joke between two people will not kill anyone. The problem is when somebody misinterprets that compliment as something more than it already is. And if there are already underlying issues in a relationship, it can be misconstrued as flirting. A sex can be misconstrued as you're having an affair. And there are many different ways to cheat on somebody, and it doesn't have to do with anything physical.
Okay, before we go on, April just said, the grass always looks greener, but is it really worth it for 3 minutes of pleasure for a lifetime of pain?
I think it depends on how important the situation you're in.
No, it is. And you know what it is? Look, anybody, this is the thing with a lot of people nowadays. People are talking about, oh, it's not about feelings no more. I'm not, if I get a little sentimental, but, you know, I'm not getting sentimental in a bad way. Like, you see, the whole idea of love is being replaced by lust, if you understand what I'm saying. And some people, they look for the pleasure, not really for just the relationship, but just more for pleasure. I could be wrong or I could be right on that.
Well, there always has been lust over love, especially in this generation today. I mean,
exactly.
Another topic for next time, what is love? Do we really know what love is?
We've seen a lot of celebrities get married and think that lust was love, and we see what ends up happening.
Exactly. Years from now, we hear about divorce. We hear about separation.
But I have to wrap you guys up. Brother B, final thoughts on anything?
besides love and drink.
Like, yo, man, that's, once again, like, you can't take certain things too serious, man. Like, life,
you know what?
They say life is too short. You never know, so why test it? Just live accordingly. That's all I got to say.
All right, Max?
Well, I'm saying if I'm going to target a woman, I'm not going all by this, the body. I'm going for her, the whole appeal about her finance, her independent thinking, her skills, and basically her face. She looks ugly. I ain't fucking it.
Oh,
I just had to say. I just want to see a reaction.
Okay. Oh, man.
That was a shout out to
I wasn't show. Expecting that one.
Me neither. Let's see.
That was a good final thought. Max, Brother B, K-Dog, I'm sorry to cut you guys off. We can't take. We're going to talk about this again soon. Thanks so much, guys.
All right,
man.
Good
night.
All right.
Good night.
Peace.
Later.
Good. Thank you.
Hello.
Peace.
Okay.
Wow.
All righty.
That was interesting.
I don't know what to follow that up with.
Oh, well. Okay. I'm going to say, for once, I'm going to start over my final thought, then I'm going to pass it to you guys if there's time left. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God upstairs for allowing me to have 40 years on earth. Last week, I celebrated my 40th birthday. I know, guys. I'm still shocked, too, that I survived that long.
Yeah.
But I have to give a shout-out to K-Dog, Sean Black, Anitra B, Baby Mama Drama, and a lot of people. It's too long of a list. They helped me celebrate my birthday the best way possible. We threw one of the biggest parties last weekend in Brooklyn with over 200 people. It was very hectic, very fun. But in all end, we made it happen, and a lot of people enjoyed themselves, and I cannot thank you guys so much. You're both paying my asses, but you are very good to me and to my family. And from the bottom of my heart, the King of Kings, thank you both and everybody else as well. And hopefully we could do this again when I turn 80. But
you mean King Trump? Will the planet will still be around by then?
Who knows?
Uh-oh.
Other than that, guys, you know, we only have one life to live. Let's enjoy it the best way we can. Either way that you like to enjoy your life is your business. But, I'm sorry, I got excited about something. But other than that, we got 2 minutes left. And it should be, what's your final thought?
Dude, I'm learning life's too short. Keep it simple. Keep it honest. Have a nice cold drink and smile. That's it.
You sound almost like Brother B.
No, I'm just saying, like, I've learned that. Like, just keep it simple. It's one thing at a time. You know, less drama, less bullshit. It's easier that way.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely understand that.
And Sean Black?
My final thought is, for the most part, I've said it previously before, but get to the polls when you can, because we're now, about a month away from deciding who's going to be the next president of this country. And as we may not feel that it's as important as I've made it out to be, and a lot of other people have, because I know a lot of people are tired of the candidates that are involved, there isn't much better. Don't get into the idea that you don't need to vote, because if you don't, we're going to end up at, like, what happened with Al Gore and W.
Bush.
So it is important. Way too many people died for their right to vote. It's your duty. Get out there and vote. Please, I implore you. That's my final thought.
All right. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the High Rod with the one and the only
Sean Black, and of course
Anitra B.
Can't wait to do this again next week, guys. Once again, thank you all, and have a good night.
Yes, you too.
Good night, fellas.
So, Sean, when you send me your pictures later about your penis, make sure you send me 3 copies of it, all right, to my phone.
I guess the pleasure will be all yours on that one, huh?
Oh, man, trust me. I will pleasure myself nonstop. All night long. Oh,
Lord. These are visuals. I do not need, gentlemen. No.
What?
Neither do I.
No.
Anitra, you're gonna have a picture of your penis too. We don't mind. I love looking at your penis even more.
But I should. I got my new toy. Came in today. I'll send you guys a picture of it.
Oh, is that sexting? Is that against the rules?